40 days of peace. Christ's rule, Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Like in our devotional yesterday, the Apostle Paul is writing to one of the churches he started and is urging them to let Christ help them live in peace with one another. Even back then, there were issues and frictions in the local churches, and tempers could get out of control. I like what the Amplified Bible adds. It says, "And let the peace, soul harmony which comes from Christ's rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state to which, as members of Christ's one body, you were called to live. And be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always." Unquote. Sometimes, and Paul is acknowledging it here, there are genuinely two sides to an issue. So he writes, under the Holy Spirit's inspiration, to let Christ's peace, Christ's rule, and he is Lord after all, right? Help decide and settle the issue so that we can, as members of the body of Christ, live in peace and harmony with one another, a high priority to our Lord. And we should also know that this verse adds, "and be thankful." You see, thanksgiving can be a significant step in unification. Everyone has, from time to time, had different opinions about an issue or decision that needed to be made. The Lord, in this verse, is teaching us that we must make our church decisions harmoniously, thankfully, peacefully, and in love with Christ and one another. I, for one, am thankful for that. Now, if we could just get all our national leaders to do this. My prayer for today, Lord, I do want to be at peace with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Help me, help us, when we have a difference of opinion, to seek you and your peace and then strive for a harmonious decision as we move forward together with thanksgiving. Amen.